This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. President Joe Biden on Wednesday asked the U.S. intelligence community to redouble its efforts to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. He said there is not sufficient evidence to conclude whether it emerged from human contact with an infected animal or from a laboratory accident. Testifying before a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said there's still no proof how the virus emerged.
I believe we do need the kind of investigation where there's open transparency and all the information that's available to be made available to scrutinize.
Biden, in a statement, directed the U.S. national laboratories to assist with the investigation and called on China to cooperate with international probes into the origins of the pandemic. Law enforcement officials in San Jose, California, say eight people died and several others were injured Wednesday in a shooting at a light rail maintenance facility. Santa Clara Sheriff's Office spokesperson Russell Davis told reporters police responded to multiple reports of a shooting near the Valley Transportation Authority light rail maintenance yard in San Jose at about 6:30 a.m. local time.
Deputies showed up to the scene and learned that there were multiple victims that were shot at the scene, and there are multiple injuries and multiple casualties from this incident.
Davis said the shooter is also among the dead. From his Twitter account, California Governor Gavin Newsom commented as news of the shooting broke out that his office was in touch with law enforcement and was closely monitoring the situation. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A Dutch court on Wednesday ordered energy company Royal Dutch Shell to cut its carbon emissions by net 45% from 2019 levels by 2030. Hague District Court Judge Larissa Alwyn ruled the company had not breached its obligation, but that a breach was imminent if nothing was done. The case in the Netherlands is the latest in a string of legal challenges filed around the world by climate activists seeking to rein in emissions. It is believed to be the first targeting of a multinational company. Shell immediately said it would appeal the ruling. Three people have been arrested over Sunday's cable car crash in northern Italy, which killed 14 people and left only a five-year-old boy alive. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
The owner of Ferrovie Motorone, the company that manages the cableway, its director and the manager of the cableway were arrested. The cableway connected the town of Stresa on the shores of Lake Maggiore in northern Italy to a nearby mountain. The safety brake mechanism had been deactivated, police told Reuters, and prosecutors have opened an involuntary manslaughter and negligence investigation. The emergency brake had been kicking in repeatedly and stopping the cable car working as it should, a provincial Carabinieri chief told Italy's Rai broadcaster. On Sunday, it failed to engage at all, and the gondola slid backwards, apparently hitting a pylon, before it plunged to earth and rolled down a steep slope.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. More than a million people have been evacuated and tens of thousands of mud houses have been destroyed in eastern India as the second powerful cyclone in a week brought storm surges to coastal areas. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
West Bengal state's top official says 20,000 mud huts and temporary shelters for the poor have been damaged. TV images show knee-deep water in a beach resort town and the wind whipping palm trees. Cyclone Yaus had already caused two deaths and damaged homes before the landfall and comes amid a coronavirus surge complicating relief efforts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Amazon will buy MGM in an $8.45 billion deal. We get details from AP's Julie Walker.
Amazon, which owns Prime Video, already has its own studio with shows like The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. But adding MGM means access to thousands of films like the James Bond franchise, along with TV shows and the opportunity to develop more from intellectual property. Amazon will also get cable channel Epix, which MGM owns. It's the latest media industry deal that's aimed at boosting streaming services to compete against Netflix and Disney+. I'm Julie Walker.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.